Welcome to AusFox Rocks, an Australian-based Microsoft Visual Fox Pro podcast. We're recording on Tuesday, 31st of October, 2006. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, well, thanks for joining us. My name's Craig Bailey. Welcome to the show, and opposite me is my co-host, Scott Scovell. Scott, welcome along.
G'day, Craig. It's good to be here.
It is good to be here, isn't it? It's been a long break, so let's not muck around. Let's get into it. So let's talk about some international news in the Fox Pro community that's happened. And first off, well, you've seen the October Sedna CTP released, an SP2 CTP. What are your thoughts of that, Scott?
Yeah, I've had a look at the October CTP, the Sedna CTP. Some good stuff there. There's the SQL upsizing wizard.
Yeah.
Some fixes on that. The Data Explorer, which is good. It's getting a bit of attention.
Yeah.
You know, a few drag and drop issues, but also calling the SQL upsizing wizard straight out of that tool.
Yeah, that's a nice enhancement.
So that'd be great. That might dust off a few instances of that where people have you know, decided to leave it alone. But no, there's some goodies in there, as well as the Net4Com and the My framework wrappers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The My namespace or whatever they call it. So coming along now. Still not a huge package add-on, but there are some nice things. So my pick is that SQL upsizer. I think, is it Doug, maybe? I think Doug's been involved or perhaps done it all. I'm not sure. But, yeah, some great stuff there. Really like the bulk XML utilization he's used there. Yeah, some great code to dig through. So, yeah, we encourage the folks to be downloading that and playing with that. Regarding Service Pack 2, what are your thoughts there? There's been some grumbles about the lack of documentation, for example.
Yeah, it's a bit of an unknown at the moment. We're not sure exactly what has been put into it, what sort of things we should be focusing our testing upon.
What does it fix? What does it add? Yeah.
Yeah, looking for a bit of documentation to come out of the Fox team there.
Yeah, no, I agree. Looking forward to that. And we'll come back to that later in the show. So another piece of international news was, of course, the wonderful news of Doug Hennig being awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award for the service to the Fox Pro community. You'd be rapt about that.
Yeah, I'm stoked. Doug's obviously well deserving of the award. He's put so much effort over the many, many years that he's been involved in the VFP community.
Yeah, exactly. Well done, Doug. Congratulations. And that award was, of course, announced at Southwest Fox, which brings us to the other item of international news. We got great response in the blogosphere, the conference there. You read some of the blogs, no doubt. Doug, Rick, Craig Benson, and others just, you know, rapped about the conference. It was really cool to see such a positive kind of excitement out of that conference. You know, there's been other conferences, of course, and they haven't got this amount of feedback. So, yeah, really excited. Sounds like Craig Boyd wowed them with his, you know, world domination tour and all of that. So plenty coming and sort of intimating that there's a whole lot of new stuff coming with the Vista Toolkit and that down the track. So exciting stuff there.
Yeah, it's a fairly strong result considering and I remember talking about the Southwest Fox last year and people were raving about how good a conference it was. So to get a second result up better than last year is a big achievement. And
Yeah, absolutely. So well done, Bob, and the team at Southwest Fox. Excellent stuff. And turning to matters closer to home, in local news, a few things to choose from, but first up, Bernard Bout's blog. Did you see that over the weekend with his Vista Aeroglass look being implemented on XP in VFP?
Yeah, this was great, and I know this is something that's dear to your heart, but what Bernard's done there is running on XP, so this is not on Vista or Framework 3.0 or anything like that. He's able to produce that aero glass look with a VFP form.
Yeah, I think this is great. And I mean, this is only step one, of course, but it's a great introduction. The source code's there. Download it, check it out. And you can skin it, you can change it too. But why I think this is important is because, yeah, what I've been saying a lot of the time is that it's the initial impression that you give clients. And just yesterday, I was actually in at a legal company. I was talking through, actually with help desk software of all things, with them. And the guy, I kid you not, the IT manager, he said, oh, yeah, we tried one. It was good. But, and this was his words, it looked like it'd been written in Fox Spray, you know, that kind of clunky feel. And I just, my heart sank because, you know, so often you see those forms where they're not up to Windows standard. I feel like I'm a broken record here, chap. But you know. But
you weren't trying to sell him a Fox Pro app.
I was actually. But anyway, so this is why I think things like Bernard are doing, and we'll come to this later when we're talking about the GDI Plus stuff that's being down out there. It's great. It's making the interface fresh and look great, and I think that's a really positive step. But I know you've got some concerns about how, you know, the next steps down the path we go here.
Yeah, this is. I'm thinking back to when, you know, Web 1.0 was very popular, and all our developers, we were rushing out there and we were writing ASP or classic ASP apps and tinkering around with graphic design and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind with where we're going with Vista and separation between look and feel and coding. So
yeah,
our graphic designers are out there designing our apps, producing the XAML, and then we're just wiring it up and doing all the business logic and that sort of thing. And this is great because Bernard's sort of shown us the next step, if you like, and Craig Boyd's out there doing this as well. So we're starting to get these fresh new look and feels.
Yeah.
And it's important that we keep that in perspective, and as developers, don't go too far down that path and end up with these, what we might think is pretty good, but is a pretty crappy looking design. Because we've got these new tools, and yeah, we've MIP, you know, we've got a glass look, but we've, you know what I mean? So it's knowing that we're going to be going down a path where we probably have dedicated graphic designs with dedicated skill sets and dedicated developers, and we're working together. So
yeah, exactly. So what you're saying is, as developers, we're not natural graphic designers, and we need to improve. And Bernard's shown, yeah, we can improve. Here's what we can do. And you're saying, but let's not lock it into the developers thinking that they've got all the answers. Let's get some input from graphic designers and let's make it look really great and use that. Be aware of it and incorporate it.
Yeah, let's not go and make the same mistakes we made with Web 1.0.
And another item of local news was this piece in The Guide yesterday. I don't know if you caught this, about Microsoft's ever-helpful Andrew Coates.
Ever-helpful Andrew Coates, that's right. It was The Guide is a lift-out in the Sydney Morning Herald, which came out yesterday, Monday. And in the technical section, there was a reporter who had a software issue, and he had a very unhelpful dialogue. So the only information he had to go on was the dialogue caption that said Microsoft Visual Fox Pro.
Mm.
So he rang up the ever-helpful Andrew Coates, and Andrew was able to solve it on the spot for him. And he was very impressed with the ever-helpful Andrew Coates.
Yeah, great result. We actually decided we'd put the ever-helpful Andrew Coates to the test. Here it is.
Andrew Coates.
Hi, just wondering if that was Microsoft's ever-helpful Andrew Coates.
Speaking.
Just wondering if you could tell me if there's any upcoming Visual Fox Pro conferences in Australia in the near future.
Well, I'm very glad you asked. The OzFox 2007 is on at the Vibe Hotel in North Sydney from February 25 to 27 next year. It's a great event. International speakers including Craig Boyd, Lisa Nichols, Colin Nichols, Doug Hennig, a cast of thousands from Australia, well, perhaps not thousands, perhaps tens of hundreds, or maybe even hundreds. $1,200 early bird rate. Come along, get your gear on, and support the Fox.
Fantastic. You're certainly living up to your name. Andrew Coates, we thank you.
Cheers, buddy. See ya.
Well, there you go. Certainly is the ever-helpful Andrew Coates.
The ever-helpful Andrew Coates. He lived up to his name.
Yeah. And, of course, that does raise the next item of local FoxPro news, which is OzFox 2007.
That's right. February 2007, February 25th to the 27th. All the details are up there on the website. And as Andrew said, there's a great lineup.
Yeah.
Not sure what he meant by get your gear on, though. That could be lost in translation.
Right. Well, I have to just attend and see. And that's about it for local news.
Well, there is one more item that I'd like to talk about, chap.
Yeah.
That's the Microsoft Visual Fox Pro MVP Awards for 2007.
Right, yeah.
And as you may be aware of, Australia had just got a VFP MVP. And,
yeah.
Congratulations, chap.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's a... It's a big honour. I was, really excited about that. I actually, you know what, I felt, if anything, I'm just walking behind Andrew in Andrew Coates' shoes. He sort of paved the way and he did a lot of work.
The ever-helpful Andrew Coates.
The ever-helpful Andrew Coates, that's the one. Yeah. Actually, you know what's interesting? My initial reaction when I got the award, which I was really, thankful for, but I was like, oh, no, there's a whole lot of extra pressure on me. I've actually got to live up to being so
Well, there's a ton of it. Heaps more pressure.
Yeah, that's right. But I'll do my best.
So just run us through becoming an MVP.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, good question. Because actually, I wasn't aware of this, so people may not be aware of this, and it's really great. But when you become an MVP, you get access to a whole bunch of extra resources. So you get on news groups, you get on email lists, you get access to live meeting presentations, and I just had one with my new MVP lead last week. So you get access to a whole bunch of resources, which I think is really exciting. I haven't really quite got to the bottom of it all, but I certainly will try and use them. But actually, if anything, it's just I struggle enough getting through my daily email, you know, so there's a whole bunch of more stuff, and just trying to stay current with even getting on UT these days, I find less and less time, but, you know, we're all sort of pushed with so many things. But here's a bunch of whole new resources. The exciting thing for me, and I think for other MVPs and people that are aspiring to be MVPs, is access to a whole bunch of really smart people and great resources from Microsoft. So, yeah, very thankful for that. Great honour, and I'm looking forward to living up to it. And now it's time for our tip of the month. Okay, Scott, so what's this month's tip?
This month's tip is another one of those well-hidden functions, a SIS function.
Oh, yes.
SIS 2410.
All right.
SIS 2410 returns the type of error handler that will catch an error that would, if it was raised at that point in time in code.
Okay.
So let's say we're using a combination of error handlers. You know, we're using a try-catch structured error handler. We might be using an error event implemented on a class or somewhere in the base class. We would use this function to make that decision about how we are going to escalate that error if we need to.
All right. Let me just ask, do you think that's a common scenario, though? Would people have a mix of error handling in their applications?
Yeah, especially if your application spans a couple of years.
Right.
And a couple of versions of Fox Pro.
Right,
so,
right.
So, you know, even our developers, we maybe still have frameworks and base classes where we're using a mixture of global error handlers and maybe error events on base class objects and that sort of stuff. And now recently with the last two versions, we might be using structured error handling with try-catch.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it would be quite common to have a mixture, especially if you're using a legacy framework or a framework that's been used over time to have these type of error strategies.
And is this something that you've used recently then?
Yes, we had to use this in a case where we had, again, one of those mixtures of different error strategies over time, and we got down to the lowest level at that point, which was in the database stored procedures, where we were catching an error, and we obviously didn't want to put error logging implementation code there, so we were escalating that back out to the caller, but we needed to know what type of caller it was. So we used SIS 2410 to give us that information.
And that was this month's Tip of the Month. And now it's time for our Link of the Month. And our Link of the Month is going to be to do with the Service Pack 2 CTP coming out. But before we do that, we should mention that Service Pack 2 CTP is not for production systems. It is a CTP, and I know there was some confusion about this. people thought it was the actual service pack. But Scott, help us out with the confusion. What's CTP stand for starters?
Yeah, that's right. CTP is the Community Technology Preview. And it will cause a little bit of confusion because in the past, service packs haven't had CTP releases. CTP, giving you some perspective there, generally comes out before a beta. So yeah. CTP hasn't even been beta tested yet.
Right.
So use with caution there. It's not normally associated with Service Pack 2. So if you're going to the downloads, you see Service Pack 2 CTP, don't automatically think that it's a production release or released to manufacturer. But enough of that jargon. What's the link?
Right, well, the link of the month this time is the great video put together by Lisa Slater-Nichols and Colin Nichols that actually details some of the new features coming in Service Pack 2. So they've got a great video. There's a link in the show notes, and it's a flash demo, and it goes for about 20 minutes. Great. Gives you insight into some of the new reporting features. I love that you can get labels and just put them on angles. You can hook into the different listener classes and use stuff for HTML and other things. It's a great link. It actually fills some of the gap that the no doco gap that Microsoft caused and we mentioned earlier. So very great stuff done by Colin and Lisa, so check it out. And now it's time for our AusFox Rocker of the Month. Okay, and there were many people that were nominated for the award this month, and we'll mention a few of the runners-up in a minute. But this month, the award goes to Cesar Chalom, and I hope I've pronounced his last name there. But he's been a little bit quiet just in the last month or so, but when we were originally planning this show, he'd been quite prolific back in September and August. With a whole bunch of great blog entries on GDI Plus and various gradient techniques. Did you get a chance to check some of these out, Scott?
Yeah, I did, and I'm quite impressed by not only the content, the GDI stuff is great, and I've might have ranted about this before, but I love the way he presents the samples. It's well documented, it's nicely spaced, it looks great. So aside from that, presentation is great, but the GDI stuff's good. And going through some of those image manipulation entries and that sort of stuff, it's real good stuff.
Yeah, no, I really like it. And it's worth mentioning there were other, Craig Boyd, of course, and Bo Durbin have done a massive amount of work, and there'll be links to those as well. Craig Boyd, of course, a previous recipient, so we couldn't give it to him again, but, if we didn't have that rule that we just made up that he couldn't get it again, he'd probably get it every show. But anyway.
He's just not tipping enough money through.
Yeah, that's right. But, and Bernard Bout, of course, all doing great stuff in there. But well done, Cesar. Congratulations. This show's AusFox Rocker of the Month. Now it's time for our opinion piece, and this is a very interesting article. We chatted about this quite extensively, chap. The Daily WTF, I won't pronounce what it stands for, article that appeared just the other day on the Fox Pro Bridge. And what were your thoughts on this article?
This was a great little article where we had a an architect. He was... he'd written this little article about the balls up of a project that he'd just been on.
Yeah.
And he was going on about a certain design, in quotes, where we had an ASP.NET front end, we had a middle tier, and we had SQL Server back end.
Sure.
And he was explaining about some of the design decisions that were made on the middle tier. The middle tier was written in Visual Fox Pro, but
my goodness,
there's no place for that.
Yeah,
but it was just really implemented very badly.
Right,
the whole discussion just went flying off on this whole technology Instead of going off and discussing where the design went bad, they're going off and saying, oh, well, it's this technology that's went bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I actually thought the whole article and comments were hilarious, actually. I was laughing out loud at some of them, but I'm sure they weren't meant that way. But isn't it funny that there's bad design? Like, there's bad design all over the place, but this was bad design, and, yeah, the focus became technology.
I mean, there's plenty of... great examples that maybe we should have got involved a little bit, but where VFP has been used in the middle tier very well. The first one that comes to mind is West Wing Web Connection.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic tool. And the boys up at just north of us up in Newcastle have put together the Harris Technology website.
Yeah.
And this thing just rocks.
Yeah.
It just goes. It's so quick. It's... Yeah. Functionally really, really great.
It's just a great case study for FoxPro.
Yeah.
You know, running everything and, you know, middle tier database and the, you know, producing all the HTML. It really is exciting.
And it's no small site. I'm not familiar with the turnover, but it's...
Oh, it's millions daily.
Daily, yeah.
It's Australia's highest hit and used IT retail website.
Yeah, so clearly that's a case where... there's just been great design, and the technology could be irrelevant because the design works really well. But the technology happens to be West Wing Web Connection and VFP.
Yep.
And that's great. And just internally here at Taubman, we've used VFP in the middle tier for some fairly large projects. We've got a EDI network that we run here, and that's running gigabytes of data through that each year. That's using FoxPro middle tiers too. So, let's get off the technology bashing and let's start bashing a few designers and architects' heads around for just being poor.
Well, that's about it for this episode of AusFox Rocks, recorded on Tuesday, 31st of October. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next show.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We're off trick-or-treating now. And chap, are you in costume already?
100 Coates.
Hi, just wondering if that was Microsoft's ever helpful Andrew Coates.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. Just wondering if I could ask the ever-helpful Andrew Coates a question. Is he aware of any upcoming FoxPro conferences in Australia in the near future?
Nothing worth talking about. Well, there's just this one, actually. Yeah, there's this one they're going to run somewhere in Melbourne. I think Sonny's running one.
Is that right?
There you go, mate.
I'm all right. Actually, I've called you on Skype because I'm recording the call because we're trying to record a segment for AusFox Rocks tonight. So,
oh yeah,
that was going to be the catch you by surprise phone call.
You want to try again?
So yeah, I might call you back in about a minute's time. How about that?
There you go.
Alrighty then. See ya.